Sunday night, end of day, the Torah, Rabbi Shloimeh Weisbart.
Last time we had the shiur, someone asked me when the last time I used my hammer was. Last time we had the shiur, so we were speaking about using a hammer for cracking cones. Someone said, when was the last time I used my hammer? That was on Tuesday night. That was on Monday night. Tuesday morning, I had to get my hammer out. If you ask, next time I'll tell you, I haven't been doing that. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. All right. Okay, Rabbi Stein. Very interesting. Now, 1 minute. You asked me, Kash, also last time, I want to tell you about, if we spoke last week about if a person is in the middle of Shulchan Shuddos, and let's say he goes and davens Maariv. So we said he's allowed to go back and count Shulchan Shuddos, yeah? Now we said he's allowed to go, he goes back and bench, when he benches, does he mention it or not? Someone asked me last week, is he allowed to carry on eating? What was that? Was it about Maariv or about Havdalah Lakos? Maariv. Yeah? So it could be the Mishnah Berurah's got a sophic about this actually. I looked up the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah's got a sophic. Could be once you daven Maariv, Mishnah Berurah brings among the Rome, a suppuk, it could be once you daven Maariv, now you have to bench. But now you have to bench, you can't carry on eating. He's not sure. But he's more noiter. That you asked about Maariv? Yes, yeah, so that was the one I looked at. The one he speaks about is Maariv, Taki. He says that Maariv, you daven Maariv, in Lachari, you have to, what do you call it? You should bench, not carry eating. Let me just check it out. That's what I want to speak about. Okay. Anyway, so I use my hammer. My hammer's very good, actually.
That's the last time, the previous time you used
your hammer. That's awesome. Actually, it's not a cashback. Case on the Islam. Once you've got a cashback, it's not a problem. Let me just check up your halacha quickly, if I can find it. I had to look for a guy. I forgot to look before. I'm pretty right, okay. But last time we spoke about race, we started with Hilchos Moksa, very, very interesting, my Hilchos Moksa. And we said, we started with the case of Matzah L'Issa. Can anyone give me an example of a case of Matzah L'Issa? There must be hundreds of them. I think most of the cases we've got in our house are for a case of Matzah. Can anyone give me an example of a case of Matzah L'Issa, besides the hammer?
Mobile.
What?
Mobile.
Well, mobile I'm coming to, actually, very interesting. Mobile is a good question. We'll keep the mobile on hold for a minute.
Okay.
Well, besides, what's it called a case of Matzah L'Issa in the house?
Pen.
What?
Screwdriver.
A pen? No.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Toothpick.
Toothpick? Okay. That's much like it's a
hat.
Chairbook could be worse, actually. Chairbook might be worse. My muscle has to go for it. A toothbrush. Come on, actually, hundreds of examples you're giving me. I wrote down just a few. Let me give you a few examples I wrote down. My sister must have hundreds. Outdoor broom, a carpet sweeper, a washing machine. This is good. A washing machine, a dishwasher, a dryer, a telephone, a computer, a hoover, a tape recorder, a toaster, iron, ruler. Computers, okay, that's the thing. What's a computer? What would you say a fan is, an electric fan? It's interesting. So the mice are a bunch of others take on, and the mice are a lot of people take on like this, that anything, the mice, the electric fan's not doing anything wrong at all. They're not locked with an electric fan. But anything which you to use it on shelves, but also to use, you couldn't plug it in, that's also called Hesher Atlisa. So Ramosha and many other apostles take on that electric fan is also called a case like this. That means, well, see what that means. But that's another example. A ruler, a pencil, all these things, a lot of things one's got in one's house is a case like this.
A needle
is always a good example. Yeah, a needle is a called a case like this. I've seen hundreds of things in the house are case like this. But if I used a big cooler in case like this, you're allowed to move it so a kufu in the koima. So you're allowed to use it for its own use. So the mosh, the needle is a good example. Someone's got, for example, something stuck in his tooth. And he wants to use it as a toothpick. So he wants to use the case like this, which is normally used for Issa, but you now want to use it for something mutter.
And he hasn't got a toothpick in his house.
Oh, come to that. And he's, you're allowed to use the case like this. That's what you're allowed to use. It's quite right. We saw this last time. That
and
you could.
What?
And he don't use anything else. Oh, well, come to hold on, yeah? Okay, that's called a case like this, yeah? So you've got a turn of kufa, you've got a screwdriver, let's say, for example, what could you use a screwdriver for? What?
Stop the door.
It has to be something which you do use. You can see, it can't be just something which you make up with people don't do. It has to be some.
Because you need
now. Oh, door. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's called a case like this, which you can move a circle for you. That is a case like this, which is. It makes no difference whether the malach is the rice, the drabonon, that's all mutter. The classic example is the hammer for a nutcracker, that's what we said last time, yeah? Then we said, that's quite right what you're saying, is the rice. Let's say, for example, this is a very big question, this in halacha. So you've got a nutcracker, you've got some nuts in this room over here. I want to crack some nuts. The thing is, I've got a hammer. Mum is over here. Mum's next to me over here. And I've got my nutcracker upstairs. Or in my garage. I have to have a nutcracker in the garage. Do I have to go? So Moshe, I forgot to bring the safety through the Shabbos. I forgot to bring it. But here in Moshe, Mum speaks about this. He says, Lamaisa, you know, Mechuit me to Troy Harbe, whatever that means. I must remember it tomorrow, I forgot to bring it. But it's interesting. He says, you know, Mechuit me to Troy Harbe to get the case for Lashon Hara. How far that means, I can't tell you. Could be if you got it in the kitchen, you're here and in the kitchen just by the side there, you've got a nutcracker, it could be your Mechuit to go there. But you're not Mechuit to me to Troy Harbe. That's what Moshe says. I wrote down a Lashon actually over here. Okay, I'll try to bring the Lashon tomorrow. Then, now the very interesting thing is, that's what he was saying, it's also cried, you've got some kalim which have got no heter to get used. The cell phone. It's not like a hammer you can use to crack nuts. There are some kalim which have got no other instructions. I mean, of course, you could tell me you might be able to put it on some papers to hold the papers down. But that's not instructions. That's not called a normal instructions, the post can say, and therefore that's not called a normal use of such an item. So the Moshe, the cell phone, maybe a computer, Mr. Watson, the same thing.
So the main thing is, it's on time.
What do you mean, the computer's on, what's saying? That's a very sight issue.
I use it for an alarm.
Okay, I have to come and see about it. And I say, you're telling me now, it could be. Maybe it's different now, because people use it for an alarm clock. You know, say, maybe it's got other use as well. But let's say, let's look at our cell phone. Well, candle, the Moshe Mishabur's example is a candle. A candle, what does a candle go? It's a case of this, but it's got no other use really. So there's a big shy there. Any case of this. What?
Decoration.
Well, just hang that, just put it on
there. There's a cork through there to hang, you can't touch it. It's there, it's on a light, very nice.
No, he wants to go up so cool on Shabbos. Can you put it in? No, that's okay. I'm just trying to think why the examples are over here. Okay, so there's
Yeah, so if you can walk one
candle, I've got another example, a camera. I've got another example over here. I said a camera. A camera's got no other use besides taking photos. You can't do anything else with a camera. A camera's got no other use. This is a big shy in the posthum, a case under the Issa, which has only got one use. I'm not talking about very expensive. I'm talking about a cheap camera. You're telling me a cell phone's different now. It could be, actually, you're right. It could be a cell phone's different now. You use it to tell the time and use it for an alarm clock. So, Mr. Tom, it's got what you call it, other assumptions as well. You're probably right, actually. So, a cell phone, Mr. Tom, is different. But a camera and a mushroom, candles, and these things over here, it's a case under the Issa, which has no other use. That is a machlokas. Has it got the same colour as a circle from a coma? So, can I take a candle, Moshe, to hold the door open, let's say? Or to not stop the door closed, I want to put a wedge in. That's a big machlokas aposkium, whether something which is a case like this, it's got no other use really, it's not made for anything else, has that got the same needs to a case like this? The Maisa looks like from the Mishnah Berurah that he's makel, but many poskim advise that the chachilim one should not move such an item. Yeah, but a lot of people would use a screwdriver. You're right. The difference is, a lot of the hammer. A hammer's made to not nail them, yeah? But the mice, a person during the week might use a hammer to crack open. A screwdriver, a person also might hold to waste something in. That's not a candle, a person won't use. A candle, a person won't use a candle during the week or anything else. He won't use a candle or anything else. That's why it's worse. Maybe that's worse. That's also a big shy. What's the thing? What's the matter? What's the house good for you?
Because
it's used up, you say, once you use it, finished.
The
candle also gets used up. Yeah, that's a big shy, you're right. It's a big shy to have a candle. But I said, Mr. Brewer takes on a case like this, sir. Maybe because of that. It's right, then we have to come with that. It's a big killer, we'll say, we'll talk about. Coming, my friends, to a car.
If I need to rest my hand on a hot plate, right? And he's going to raise it and put four candles on there.
That's not a normal instruction. I don't think it's a normal instruction for a candle. You are now on Shabbos. It's a good idea what he's saying, yeah? Now he's got a good use for it. That's my Mr. Shiloh we're talking about. Means you've got an example of an item which is normally used only for Issa, but put on Shabbos he wants to use it for a kufi. That's the case of the Mishmur of the candles. That's why? No, my friends. The Mishmur says, I mean, that's the Shiloh of a case of Issa which has only got Issa use. It's only used normally for Issa. You now want to use it for a heter to be used. But it's normally structures only for Issa. That is a big shine in the poskim, whether it's got the leniency of the case after Issa. Other poskim say it's not got the leniency of the case after Issa.
Well,
You with me? When you're talking about your hammer, so a hammer's used for other things as well. It's used to crack coconuts. That has got a colour. So you can take your hammer and put it under your hot plate. But an item, occasionally, which has got no other instructions, much like a candle.
No,
that's the shayla. That's what we're talking about. That is the shayla. You've got a lachlisa, which has got no other use, and you now want to use it in Tzorei Kufay, or you now want to use it in Tzorei Mekoyimay. That's the shayla. That is the Mishnah Berurah is lenient. Mishnah up. Many possible say one should try and avoid this, one shouldn't use it. Okay, let's just move on now to one other thing, Tzorei Mekoyimay. There's also a very big shayla. Tzorei Mekoyimay is posh, the moshla. I want to sit on this chair here, and there is the moshla hammer on the chair. I don't need the hammer. I've got no coconuts to crack, but I want to sit down. That I'm allowed to take off the hammer. Take the camera off, move it, put it down where I want. Who I did, and I want to walk on the floor here, I want to walk here. There's a hammer on the way, or something on the screwdriver, the hammer's on the way, it stirs me. I can pick them all up, move them away. So far, so good. Now, the boy said, what would you say like this? I come into my Shabbos table, I sit down, on my Shabbos table over here is a hammer. I don't need this space, actually. I've got plenty of room on the table, but, you know, it disturbs me. I don't like this, really. It disturbs my very Shabbos stick. Am I allowed to move that?
Yes.
Is that called certain? Is that called? What?
You don't need it there in its place.
I'm not doing any tricks. I want to know, can you move as is? Have you got a heads of moving that certain coma?
Yes.
Is that called I need a place vacant? That's the reason. So a moisture tank of time, that's not called certain coma. That's, you don't need the actual place. It disturbs you where it is. You want to remove it because it disturbs you. He says, fuck it. Bigger Oedic Shabbos to leave it there, he says. If it's in your place, you want to sit there, what do you mean? And you want to put something down there? Do I need to put anything down on this place or not?
Yeah.
Do I need to put a plate down here? Yeah, that's different. Then it's definitely not a problem. What? No, I'm not sure if I'm going to move. That's the same thing. I'm not sure if I'm going to move my seat. That's my normal seat. I can sit there. That's a good point. I can sit where my normal seat is. If that's my normal seat there, I want to sit there. I can put my plate down there like normal. That's the all right. But if I don't sit there, the seat is empty anyway. It just disturbs me. That hammer or screwdriver disturbs me. That moisture is not called Tzorei Mekoyimay. Others disagree. I think Rafal says the Mokum. He says the mice is called Tzorei Mekoyimay. The Mokum disturbs you. Where it is in that place disturbs you.
Yes. It
what?
Yes,
what?
Taking that piece off,
yes, wasn't
it there?
Rav Simcha tried to avoid the problem. He's very clear, Rav Simcha. Rav Simcha's trying to avoid the problem. Even according to the Machmirim, he says, you know what you could do? You could do a posh data. Put something on that place. Say you want to put a plate down. Say I want to put a plate down in that place. So now it becomes Tzorei Mekoyimay. For me, I want to sit down there. That's the shot. That's what Simcha say. Can you do a haroma? Can you do a trick and say, I want to go and sit there? Yeah, that's the thing. That's a shayla in the possible you could do. Okay, that's what Simcha's trying to do. Now, but it's come to today's shayla, very interesting. Someone has got in his car, it comes Friday night, he says, that's why Rex, where is Rex? I can't see the chalas on the chalas. He says, well, you brought the chalas this afternoon, didn't you? He says, yeah, but you know I left them in the car. No chalas, no shalom bayis, not very good. I said it's not very good at all. What should you do? Right, so that's a few problems. Problem number one is, I have to think about what the problem is actually, Rabbi Say. First of all, okay, let's ignore the lights in the car. Let's say there's no lights. When you open the back door in the car, there's no lights go on. Your modern cars, my old car, I don't know if you've got any other cars. You have to know, I'm not sure. Let's say there are no lights on, Russia. Let's say there's no lights. I'm talking about the problem of muksa here, it's called muksa. Now, let's just work out, what is this car? Remote, you can't do, you can do it with a car, 1 minute. So he's worried about first of all. Let's just start going down first of all, start with the beginning. First of all, what are my car keys? What are my car keys? To do an Issa, yeah? But a lot of car keys are also used to open the rest of the car, the doors as well. So it's also got a Hetzer as well. So it's like a case like an Issa, which is Mutter, the Tzorei Gufa Mekoyimay. You with me? Now, simply, you've got a problem on your nice car where you've got these flash things to open up. You haven't got this thing. You can't do it with your key. That's the problem. The modern car has got these, what do you call it? That's out of question. But let's ignore that. Let's say it's left open. Let's say it was left open. So the mice says, no problem. Can I open my car door to get my chalas out? There's no lights on, let's say.
No lights. You open the key, not hooked, sir. That's no problem.
The car can't have you in your car caravan.
But the car... Do you live in your car?
No, you can sit in the car caravan.
But you're not a car caravan. You've got a normal car.
Sir, what's the essence? What a shop.
What
Bring the push off in the car, it's too much noise in the house.
So Adam said, what is the car you...
Yes, sir.
Is the car Moxer?
No.
What?
Let's move it.
Well, that's not what I mean. A car is a Moxer item. It's used for Issa. A car is used... I'm opening the door. That's moving it. I'm not sure, I'm not sure what you're saying over here, but Lamaista, the car is definitely called a case for this. It's used for doing this. You do it for driving, burning up petrol. It's definitely a case for this. Even when it's standing still, a hammer when it's standing still is not doing a malacha. A pen is not doing a malacha when it stands still, but you can't have shyly is. A pen is called a case like this. It's used for Dova Issa. A car is used for Dova Issa. It's a case like this. But, my friends, open the door is the turn of the coin out of the kitchen there.
What's
it? So, can I open my car door?
Yes.
The coin is no problem to get the colours out there.
It's
what?
It's a bus.
First, not bottle. First, we've got most of all many things inside there are motor inside the car. You might have other things in the car. That's why I say a car's got other exceptions as well. You're right, you can sit down there sometimes. Sometimes you put things in there for storage. A person might have it in his car, in his boot, or in his thing. He might have
a
drink.
Under there, it's my most expensive thing. I don't want my car more than anything else.
What? But that helps you, like, if it's mux, if the car is mux. No, it's not a body. It's not a body. It won't be a boss. It's not a boss. Yeah, it's not a boss. So now the Chinese, so you tell me very nicely, Rabbi, so the car is the case of Lisa. The Chaira. The ignition keys are the car. What? Oh, well, I'm coming. So now the car keys, the Chaira, are normally the case of Lisa. Which also, if you use it for your actual other doors as well, it's like a hammer. It's got other stumps as well, so you can use a car key. The problem is with the lights, it's quite right there. The problem with the lights, the only way to get around the problem with the lights is to ask a guy to open the door.
If it's like
Ishmael,
would it not be easy?
You can't do this Drabonon. You can't still do this Drabonon, even if it's Lonikali. Even if it's.
Before,
what?
So let's go to the hospital.
I'm saying his mummy's a big soda here. You can't be going to these over here. Absolutely. It's not a posture. You have to do a shinner. You have to do a shinner, maybe.
It's
a person can't do a shinner. You can't do an Issa. Yeah, you can't do it.
If
there
was a way,
you'd
have
to
have a toilet that I would have off.
I just want to finish off, we're running out of time. Rabbi says, so the man says, going in to get your chalas out is mutter. Yeah, to get your chalas out is mutter to serve as Makoimai. The shiny is now, once you've got your chalas out, well, what we asked over here is, can I close the door? Can I close the door now? Can I tell you without Kalachia, can you close the door normally? The Chaira, that's got no hassle whatsoever, closing the door. What? Oh, so if you've got anything else in the car, drop a header in the car, then it's quite right. Then you can close it, protect you need it. You need to close it in order to protect what's inside there. That's mutter. So if you've got other valuables in the car, it's like a right. You're a mutter. Let's say you've got no other valuables in the car. If you're in an area where people might come in, I don't know. But if you're in your driveway, and you can't get in your driveway, you can't walk past your driveway, that's certainly a curtain as well. So you can close the door to be able to walk past your driveway. If not, and you've got nothing in the car, then you have to come onto the heter, which we haven't spoken about yet. Kalachiyad. Yeah,
whatever it is, it's so cold. I can't call you when you use your door open.
Are you in the middle of the street you're talking
about? In the middle of the street, in the way.
In the way. In the middle of the street, and you're in your... That's not your Makoma, that's other cars Makoma. It's not your Makoma. Doesn't that help you? It has to be your Makoma. It has to be disturbing you. Or disturbing some other yeeds. The fact that I go down the street, can't carry this car down there, I don't think that helps you with Soma Makoma. Why? That's not Soma Makoma. But that's not Soma Koyma. It's not you don't need it. The guy needs it. Your next door neighbour, John, needs it. That's not anything to do with you. So you know, he's right. It's the head of moving Moksa with the Kalacha Yad. You move it with the Kalacha Yad. You close the Kalacha Yad. That's Mutter. Okay, Rabbi Sarah.